You are listening to the baptismal service of Veronica Yang and John Lee, conducted by Gary Jansen and Annika Kraus on Sunday, October 24th, 2021, at Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Good afternoon. Annika and myself were invited to do baptismal classes with John and Veronica probably a year ago. And we figured it out and we did it starting in maybe December through January. Annika, in the meantime, halfway through the classes, moved to Montreal, and we just carried on, and went really well. And I was just thinking today, as we were getting ready, that I'm looking forward to meeting Veronica and John in person for the first time in my life. The whole time we were on Zoom, and I thought, oh, now I don't recognize them because they're wearing masks. This is how it works. This is our times. Baptism with water in the name of the triune God unites believers with Christ and the church. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we repent and turn to God in faith and live as transformed people. Through the waters of baptism, God cleanses and renews us as we commit to follow Jesus and become members of the church, the body of Christ, dying and rising to new life.
For this liturgy, we're going to split into left and right. Please follow along so that the people on Zoom can hear. I will be reading all the parts along with you. Leader God of grace, creator of waters, your spirit hovered over the deep. We remember that you separated the land from the waters and provided rain to freshen the ground. We remember that you flooded the earth and held creatures and people above the waters. We remember that you parted the waters as your people fled from bondage in Egypt. We remember Jesus, your son, who, like all of us, arrived in the waters of childbirth. We remember John baptizing in the waters of the Jordan, and the Spirit descending like a dove. We remember that Jesus shared our thirst, and a Samaritan woman shared water from a well. Living water, pour your Spirit upon us. Wash us and free us from sin. Make us flourish in every way, and renew your world with showers of blessings.
So we'd like to invite Lois and Veronica to come up at this time. Lois will give us speak as mentor, and Veronica will give her faith story.
It was a delight getting to know Veronica when her family moved here 5 years ago. I noticed her friendliness, happy spirit, and willingness to help in whatever way needed, even offering to care for our small grandchildren when they visited our church. She has a servant's heart, and she values the teachings of the Anabaptist faith her parents have followed. I've recognized she is a very creative person, coming most naturally from observing her mother's creative ideas and skills. During her homeschool years, Veronica said she had time to imagine and work with her own ideas using her eye for design. Compiling a book for children called Seamless Sewing at age 18 was impressive to me. After high school, she was able to have some gap time to think about and discern that her interest is in the visual arts, drawing, and more recently, painting. Being in her second year of classes at Emily Carr University of Art and Design, she hopes to complete her fine arts degree in several years. I support Veronica in her desire to be baptized as a visible sign of committing more fully to Christ and to the body of Christ, the church. May God's grace and blessing rest on you, Veronica.
Hello. Welcome. I see a lot of familiar faces, and I see people that I didn't expect to see today. And yeah, it's very exciting today. And you may wonder why I want to be baptized now and here. But before I explain all of this, I want to firstly talk about who I am and what my life was before PGIMF. To go way back, on January 7th, I was born as a 2.5 pound baby and at New Jersey Princeton. I was to be due in late March, but I decided that won't do. So crazy enough, I was born a premature miracle baby, but yeah, I'm here now. And my mother's doctor told her that if I was born even a week earlier, I might have not have survived. So although I can't remember any of that, I'm still very thankful for being here with everyone and the memories I have today. After staying in the hospital incubator for about 3 months, I got introduced to my brothers. Chan's not here because he has his first child today. Yesterday, he's still at the hospital. I got introduced to my brother, Chan, and I don't see Caleb, but Caleb, he's in the back. And they were delighted to see me at first, actually. So until I got old enough to walk and talk and probably fight back. So even as a baby, I had my opinions and I had a very strong attitude, and growing up with two older brothers, it didn't help at all. So until I was around 5, I lived with my parents and my two older brothers, like any other family. There were a few years of term of our two families, my family and John's family, living apart, which was in between 98 to like maybe to late 2000, I mean, mid 2005-ish, I'm not quite sure. But after a few years of separation, we got united and we haven't been separated since. My parents' vision and calling in life was to live in an intentional community and to love and serve each other every single day of their lives. But to be very honest, I did not know what my call was in the community I grew up in. As a child, I had my doubts with God, his presence, and other doubts as many other Christian children had. What my family believed, I thought I believed, and I began to wonder if I really was committed to my faith, especially with two parents with so much passion with their faith. They live in an intentional community. I began to worry in my early teens if my faith was as truthful as theirs. Then the worry slowly began to be something that I became used to. So this made me realize I didn't want to be baptized until I was sure I was going to be truthful in Christ, because my parents despise anything that is untruthful. Ask them that, they will say that. And naturally, I didn't like it either. So I waited. And while I was waiting, I think God gave me a lot of relationships for me. I made new friends, lost friends, and earned families that I never thought I would get to have. Especially with Chan and Stephanie's child, I'm just beyond thrilled for our future as a family together and as a community. And as many of you already know, I traveled back from South Korea to Canada for a few months. And between those times, my parents and I visited Malaysia in 2019. And while we were visiting Malaysia, a friend asked me a question. How did you meet God? Growing up as a Christian, you never really get asked, how did you meet God? It's more like, did you go to Sunday school? In search for that answer, I tried everything that the other people do. Eat, pray, read the scripture, repeat. I live in an intentional community. So what I did was I took this question everywhere I go. And immature me was expecting this grandeur, spiritual awakening, like Luke Skywalker, learning about his force in the Star Wars movie. It wasn't really like that. So I wasn't really waiting. I think I was searching for an answer. Then one night, in the spur of a moment, I decided to change my method of prayer. And instead of bombarding questions and worries, I prayed to God, "Lord, I trust you." And I let my ego down. And guess what? It worked. And it was unironically the most anticlimactic experience I've ever had in my life. And I felt this immense amount of peace and grace within myself that I never felt before. It wasn't grandeur or show-stopping, but it felt right. And I want to emphasize that I felt right. I learned that God lives within myself and within all of us through this visceral experience. And when I learned about this, I not only learned to love myself, but love myself, love others around me. And one of my favorite Bible scriptures is 1 Corinthians 13. And one day I was reading it in the King James Version, which I don't do too often. And love was not the word chosen for that version. It was charity. Love is a very vague and genuine word, but I think charity is a great translation to love. To fully give myself, to serve others was serving God. And charity is doing something without anything in return. And to see him was to love others. And to answer that question, how I met God, I think I see God through others, through me, to love those around me with absolute charity. Although it's difficult and I'm still learning, I want to walk in Christ, and especially with PGIMF. And before I do end this testimony, I want to say that I truly love this congregation, as PGIMF has been a spiritual home for many of us, not only for myself, but for our whole community, because we were in a spiritual low when we first arrived in Vancouver. And being able to be baptized here is not meaningful for myself, but to every single family member we have. And I just want to thank everyone for nurturing us and giving us a place we could call a spiritual home. To PGIMF, to my CPC friends and my family, I can't wait to love you guys. And this is the end of my testimony. And yeah, this is my baby step walking towards Christ.
Travis and John, would you please come forward?
Travis is the mentor.
So I've gotten to know John over the past 5 years. It seems like it's gone so fast. He's earnest and seemingly quiet, but not afraid to ask a good question. And what I appreciate about John is his seeking nature. He's always inquiring without judging. And he also has a can-do attitude, whether it's a willingness to tackle computer problems or pick up a new musical instrument. John has a good-natured, giving spirit, and he's been supporting our congregation in so many ways, from rebuilding our website to Zoom hosting and just generally being involved and being a calming presence. And I'm excited that his inquiring and experiences have led him here today, and we are lucky that he is making this commitment to follow Christ amongst our congregation. Thank you.
So, as you know, I'm John. I'm part of a two-family Christian communion of sorts. I'll start from the beginning, I guess. I was born into a Christian home with Christian upbringing. I moved around a lot together as a family from Korea to Canada. That's where I became a Canadian citizen. Canada to America, back to Canada, some other places in Canada, Korea, and back, and now finally here, where I've spent over 5 years with PIMF, and some of that with Chinatown members as well. I am very grateful that this PGIMF is the church that our family has chosen to be with. It's a very good place. I've enjoyed it. And that's the gist of it. Now, As for my faith journey, yes, I did have moments of doubts. I was not that skeptical of my beliefs. It was what was given to me by my parents and Veronica's parents. So, you know, it's bound to be true. But then there were experiences I had that made me think for myself and consider what I believe and why I believe it. From the beginning, when I could think, I've been encouraged to not just accept, but to ask why this such sort of case, why this was true. And it was pretty hard. But that made me the critical thinker I am today from the upbringing I was taught. But in the beginning, I didn't think too much about whether Christianity was true or not. It was true. But then in Korea, some of that broke down. For one, I started exploring ideas on my own, not just the ones that were given to me by my house. Some new books, some new ideas from the internet, and realization that, well, the world is quite nuanced. I've also met Christians who I felt were not following in God's ways. They weren't loving. They weren't being truthful. Well, very big no. And from there, I felt that sometimes it was the non-believers who followed Christ better than the Christians. And so I pondered to myself, do I want to believe in Christianity when it's the, and what was the difference that made unbelievers supposedly inferior in his belief, in his followings to Christ? In 2017, that question was answered to me in a quiet voice. It was the same voice that I've monologued with, but it was teaching me interpretation of the scriptures that while at first I assumed was my own voice, I've questioned and concluded that it was given down by the Holy Spirit, a silent teaching voice, always having been there, and now revealing itself to me once I was willing to listen. That was when I believed in Jesus. Well, believed again in Jesus, that he is real and he is worth following. One such idea that I received was that the words that came out of Jesus's mouth in the Gospels were only possible because he was the Son of God and his words were divinely inspired. Now, I choose to be baptized because I want to formalize that relationship with Christ. I've always been under his protection, but now I want to say officially, I am a Christian and of my own choosing. Membership I want to have as well to formalize my relationship with PGIM, with whom I've become a great friend and with whom are great friends and a loving family to us. And I think that's it. I also like to thank PGIM for also entering our two families' lives. We've very loved your company as well.
Just stay on up here. Veronica, would you come up as well? Speaking about formalizing, we're going to ask some questions. So I'm going to ask both of you to use that microphone to answer one after the other. So I have a set of questions to ask. Do you renounce the evil powers in this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior, trusting in God's grace and love and promising to obey Jesus as your Lord?
I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life?
I do.
I do.
You accept the word of God as guide and authority for your life.
I do.
I do.
Will you give and receive counsel in the congregation?
I will.
I will.
Will you live without giving in to violence, resisting what is evil, and taking risks for what is good?
I will.
I will.
Will you participate in the life and mission of the church?
I will.
I will.
All right, I'd invite Veronica to come forward first. Kneel just on that side of the mats, just and lean forward just a little bit. Veronica, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you with water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with this Holy Spirit from above. Veronica, in the name of Christ, I welcome you into the fellowship of the church. Rise and walk in the newness of life by the power that raised Christ from the dead, and abide in the Word as a disciple of Jesus and a member of the body of Christ. And the people welcomed Veronica. Amen. If you would just step aside, we'll invite John. Just kneel down, just, yep, right there, that's good. John, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you with water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. John, in the name of Christ and of the church, I extend the hand of fellowship to you. Rise. Rise and walk in the newness of life by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Abide in the Word as a disciple of Jesus and a member of the body of Christ. I'm going to invite Veronica up now.
Christianity did not begin with a confession. It began with an invitation into friendship, into creating new community, into forming relationships based on love and service. As brothers and sisters in the body of Christ and members of this congregation, we welcome you, Veronica, John, as brother, sister into Christ Church. We witness to the work of the Holy Spirit, who has led you to Jesus as Savior and to God as the source of your life. We promise to encourage you in faith, to rejoice with you in joy, to support you in suffering, to guide you in confusion, to listen to the word God speaks in you, and to call out the gifts the Holy Spirit is creating in you. We thank God for your presence in the body of Christ, and we ask God's blessing on you all the days of your life. And now, all of us here, please join me with a response of gratitude and affirming covenant in your program.
I will read, and please join me. We believe in God, creator and sustainer, and in Christ Jesus, his Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the companion of every believer. We resolve to be a worshiping community of Christ's disciples, whose life together illustrates God's mercy as we care for one another. We declare that God calls us to be faithful caretakers of the resources and gifts which has each has received from God's bountiful hand. We commit ourselves to making visible God's kingdom by calling people to faith in Christ and by promoting justice and peace in God's world. We acknowledge with joy that only by God's grace can we live this new life in Christ. And to that newness of life, we commit ourselves. Welcome.
As a community, there is a prayer that we will read together. I will read the part of leader, and all of us together will read the part of the people. A prayer for Veronica and John. Faithful God, we give thanks for those who have committed their lives to you. We ask for your guidance as they journey in faith. We pray that they may be a blessing in our community and in our world. We join our hearts and voices in praise. For your unending grace, for your example and sacrifice, for your sustaining presence, and for the gift of the newly baptized,
We give you thanks, faithful God,